USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
States are resuming administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after the CDC lifted an 11-day pause on Friday. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week.
I think in the long run what we're going to see, and we'll probably see it soon, people will realize that we take safety very seriously. We're out there trying to combat the degree of vaccine hesitancy that still is out there.
Johnson Federal mass vaccination sites throughout Florida resumed today. The Department of Emergency Management said it was doing so after reviewing guidance from the CDC and FDA. The agencies called for the pause to be lifted after federal regulators reviewed data on blood clots and the risks associated with the vaccine. At least six people died and several others were hurt in a crash on a Georgia interstate that flipped a passenger van on its side and engulfed it in flames on I-85 northeast of downtown Atlanta. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Scores are dead after a hospital fire in Baghdad.
Officials in Baghdad say a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at that hospital in southeastern Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. Reuters reports that the fire began in an intensive care unit and that Iraqi civil authorities were able to rescue 90 of the 120 patients at the hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Iraq's Interior Ministry now says 82 people have died and 110 were injured. The fire broke out in an intensive care unit where staff were attending to severe coronavirus patients. Iran says it will ban travelers from India due to a COVID-19 variant spreading in the already stricken country. President Hassan Rouhani said in remarks on state TV that the Indian virus is more dangerous than the English and Brazilian variants. Iran's Civil Aviation Organization announced that all flights to and from India and Pakistan would be halted. Iran has been under a lockdown for the past 2 weeks due to a fourth wave. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
French authorities detained a fifth person Sunday in a terrorism investigation as they seek to identify potential accomplices and motives after a police official was fatally stabbed at a police station outside Paris. French police shot and killed the 37-year-old Tunisian attacker shortly after he stabbed the unarmed administrative employee at the entrance of the police station. In a news conference Sunday, police said they are questioning family of the suspect and a couple who provided him with an address for mail. The suspect was a practicing Muslim. Evidence on his mobile phone shows he staked out the police station ahead of time and listened to religious songs, including to jihad, just before the attack, and witnesses heard him say Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great, during the attack. An audit of votes cast in Arizona's most populous county in the 2020 election is proceeding after the state's Democratic Party on Friday refused to pay a $1 million bond. Over 2 million ballots and nearly 400 tabulators were delivered to the Coliseum earlier this week as contractors prepared to conduct the review. Republicans have said the audit will help bolster public confidence in election results. A missing Indonesian submarine has been found broken into at least 3 parts deep in the Bali Sea, Army and Navy officials said Sunday, as the president sent condolences to the relatives of the 53 crew members. Rescuers found items including a life vest that they believe belonged to those aboard the vessel, which lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. Officials say based on the evidence, the ship sunk and all of its crew members died. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.